Jim Fish is the executive director of the National Association of Professional Allstate Agents, and he joins us now. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Stephanie. How are you this morning?
I am great. I want to talk to you about, so you had a vote of Allstate agents to unionize, which I say yay. talk to us about what you're doing, because obviously unions are under attack across the country by a lot of these Republican governors. But tell us what you're doing.
Well, it seems like the Republicans are pushing people back toward the union movement because obviously, people don't want to lose their rights, and, you know, we're forming as a guild because we're supposed to be independent contractors, but Allstate treats us as employees, so, you know, we feel that they've gone too far.
Well, and by the way, you guys affiliated with one of my very favorite unions who I've gotten a chance to speak to is OPEIU, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And secret ballots were mailed, very important, right, to all the members. The ballots were tallied. More than 94% voted in favor of affiliating.
That is correct.
You say affiliating with OPEIU is the first step toward ensuring Allstate agents are treated as true independent contractors instead of employees. Currently, agents are subjected to unachievable quotas, the specter of reduced compensation, and ever-present threat of contract termination. Many companies today are circumventing IRS precepts regarding employee status, are now classifying these same people as independent contractors. This practice has to stop. So it seems to me like, you know, across the country, whether, you know, we're in Wisconsin, where a lot of this, the epicenter of this was, employees just want basic fairness. Nothing I just said should be, you know, bad for a company, should it?
No, it should not. We believe that, you know, the fairness issue is, I mean, you know, these terminations that are going on are just incredibly unwarranted. You know, firing agents for production quotas that are unreasonable to begin with. So, you know, it just doesn't make sense to us. And really, we don't want to stand for it anymore.
You know, and we hear all the time, Republicans like to, they keep saying the term small businesses, why we can't, you know, raise taxes on anybody. But, you know, you say this is a matter of defending the interests of ill-treated small business owners, and NAPAA members have recognized that OPEIU is the right organization to help them achieve the benefits and protections they deserve. With the insurance industry being highly regulated at the state level, NAPA will soon be able to offer legislative access and legal support to questionable compliance issues faced by both agents and customers alike. You know, once again, designed to help small business, right?
Yes, absolutely. We the Allstate agents are small businesses. You know, most of them, their agencies range in size from $1 million to $5 million, and that's not the commission they earn. Obviously, that is the size of the premium base, and most of them, I would say, are. Most of those people are under the $2 million premium volume, which really is not a large income.
You know, Jim, I was going to say, I like what you said about that. You think that's what I've felt around the country, is there's a backlash. The Republicans, if anything, you know, in trying to destroy the union movement, have sort of reinvigorated it, haven't they?
I believe they have. They've gone too far, especially in Wisconsin, where Governor Walker has taken away the collective bargaining rights of the teachers up there. That to me was like the straw that broke the camel's back here. So we're, and in fact had a big impact on me, because I have like 8 teachers in my family, and or current teachers or prior, you know, previous retired teachers, and to me that was just totally unfair.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know we had a big victory up in my hometown area, Buffalo, New York. I mean, I think that, you know, as you go around the country, I know that even a lot of union leaders have said they're going to mobilize behind President Obama in this next election.
I can believe it, and that's in Buffalo, New York, which is pretty red country up there.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm from there, so I know. So, Jim, what's next for you guys? I mean, obviously, the affiliation with OPEIU is a terrific step, you know, like I say, it's a lot of different states we're facing sort of unprecedented assaults on unions.
Well, that's true, but as I said, I think that, you know, we're just the tip of the iceberg. I think you'll see more unionizing throughout the country because of what's going on, and it's like you said, it's a backlash, and we're hoping to be spearheading that whole movement, because it's got to be done.
Well, you know, I was reading, I was quoting last week an article in the LA Times talking about how the auto industry may be what gets us out of this recession. You know, the rate at which they're hiring. And to me, if there's a better story about made in America and union labor and, you know, after the rescue, what an amazing comeback they've had.
Well, I was really pretty depressed when the right was really, and they still are, punishing Obama for, you know, for the bailout. But you know what? These car companies have come back strong, stronger than they were before. And I, to me, it's a feather in his cap.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Paid us back, the American taxpayer, you know, poised to be number one again. I mean, and hiring at a really a terrific rate. And literally some economists are saying could be what pulls us out of the recession. I mean, it's just, to me, there's not a better pro-union story out there.
Exactly. I agree with you 100%.
Jim Fish, the executive director of the National Association of Professional Allstate Agents. Jim, thanks so much for your time today. Congratulations on the alliance with OPEIU.
Thank you, Stephanie.
All right.
Appreciate the opportunity.
You too, sir. There he goes. Jim Fish.